Hey guys, welcome back to the Kyle and Charlie show.
Hey Charlie, welcome back to the Kyle and Charlie show.
Hey Brian, welcome back to the Kyle and Charlie show.
Oh hi Kyle, I didn't see you there.
Oh hi Brian, didn't see you there.
Dude, did we run to 7-Eleven again?
Yeah, we are actually recording in the Wawa bathroom that doesn't exist.
the cursed Wawa bathroom. We clipped through the floor. We ended up here.
Does
I don't know
Wawa
how.
Near our school have a bathroom or not?
It doesn't. Well, I think it is only for employees.
Oh, wow. That's a shame.
It's okay. We snuck in.
We snuck in. I knocked out an employee. I'm wearing their clothing like Hitman.
I'm covered in cheese.
Yeah, he's pretending to be one of the $1 cheese sticks.
I'm one of the $1 cheese sticks, dude.
I'm painted like the floor.
He's all like right. A chameleon. He's like a floor chameleon, you could call him.
Yeah.
Also, his beautiful alabaster skin.
Yeah, Brian, who's this other person you brought here?
Oh, this other person? This is a wonderful person. It's Cece.
Oh wow. Hi, Cece.
Hello.
Brian, Charlie, show girl.
Wow.
It's all of our girlfriends. Thank you.
No,
but I'm Brian, Charlie.
You're our token woman.
I don't know if she wants to be that.
I don't think. No, we're not going to make you the token woman. Don't worry.
That was already you.
We don't support tokenism in here. The only token here is Brian. And he's our token.
Brian's our token token.
Yeah. He's our token token. He's actually a living Chuck E. Cheese token.
He's kind of the token Charlie show.
Chuck E. Cheese is running out of money.
They tried to out. No, did you see that tweet?
They scared too many children with that freaking rat.
Oh, but did you see the tweet of they posted something where they beat Pizza Hut in like a nationwide taste test, and then literally like 2 weeks later they're running out of business.
Dude, yeah, I mean I'm sure Chuck E. Cheese is hit pretty hard by the quarantine. It's a shame. You know, the other day I was talking about this. Wouldn't it be an epic way to die if you went into a Chuck E. Cheese ticket machine, like the ones that spin, like the blow all the tickets around, but it was filled with rage?
I feel like that would suck.
Yeah, it would suck, but it would be cool, wouldn't it?
I mean, it would be cool and horrifying. It would be cool and horrifying to watch.
Cool in the most horrifying
really
way
don't
possible.
Like there?
Oh, you can't. Oh, all right, cut it out. Cut it out. Cut. She said bad words. Charlie told me last episode I couldn't curse in the podcast.
Yeah. I mean, we're mainly just avoiding.
You guys were like using airwaves.
Yeah. I mean, it's. You can do what you want. But, like, I don't know. It's just also like. Anyone can find it. I don't want President Barack Obama to know that Kyle cursed on Kyle Charlie show.
That's true.
Yeah,
what if
technically
what
he
if
has
Barack?
Every
we have a very appealing. Like, we definitely appeal to the demographic of professional black men from the ages of 50 to 60.
Yeah, especially if they were politicians.
Especially politicians. We actually have a very large politician demographic.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Like yeah. Bill Clinton, biggest fan.
Biggest fan.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I do know President George Washington pretty well. We actually took a picture together.
Yeah, he's on my $1 bill.
Yeah, I got him right
he
here.
He autographed it.
How much is a nickel worth again?
5 cents.
That's
you know, the audience might think that that's a joke question, but I guarantee
real.
You that it is not.
Brian forgot.
Brian forgets how much coins are worth.
Well, like, who's going to use a nickel? And also, the stock market's changing, so...
That doesn't mean anything. It's still worth 5 cents. Even if...
Yeah, the 5 cents itself might be worth less, but, like, it's still 5 cents.
Listen, buddy, I'm the one signed up to take intro to econ.
Yeah.
Watch out. Econ majors struggle in that class.
Hey man,
yeah,
I don't know what you're talking about. I pass.
Test the waters and see.
Oh no!
You took it?
Yeah, I mean I'm an econ major, so I had to.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
How do you
the
not?
The more
know this?
You know,
I literally crack econ jokes all the time.
The more you know,
If anything's common knowledge, I don't know it. I don't know the order of the planets. Like,
oh my god, you thought Broadway was a building.
Yes, I thought it was just one really big theater.
Wait, Brian, what's the order of the planets?
The sun first. Okay, off.
It's not a planet, but it is.
We'll give it to you.
It is the first thing. So
Mercury,
right.
Venus, Earth. Asteroid belt?
No.
Planet?
But that's what's next, right?
No. That's still not next. There's one more thing before.
Whom? Okay, hold on. Just I'm gonna rub my temples really quick.
You better make sure you're not looking it up.
Get off of Google.
I knew it.
How are we going to the same school?
There are like 9 planets you can choose from. Like
Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune. Actually, I think Uranus.
You forgot Uranus. Of course.
Then the Neptune, then the Pluto. Hey, you hear what happened to Pluto, man?
Yeah, only many years ago.
All right, no. I feel like we could just make this entire episode of asking Brian like common knowledge things.
I will know like half or like 20%.
Wait, well, I actually have a very good question from Brian. This has nothing to do with common knowledge. Brian, if I were to give you, I know it's your birthday.
Oh yeah, it is his birthday. We also have yet to explain who he is actually.
Excuse me, did he cut out for you too, Brian? Or it's
really... Yeah, he did. I actually cut his phone lines.
Oh. Jeez, can't believe you cut my phone lines, dude. That's awful. We actually, besides it being Brian's birthday and the fact that we actually haven't explained who CeCe is properly. Who are you, CeCe? What are you doing in my house?
I don't know.
How'd you get here?
The more you know.
I am also a freshman, or I was a freshman. I guess now I'm a redmond sophomore. Ooh. At Loft, dating Brian. And when we went into quarantine, I did not have a place to go. So now I'm at his house.
Now I live here. Still doesn't explain how you got in my house.
Brian, can I live in your shed or something?
If you want. Yeah, there's like a lawnmower there you could ride on.
Oh, that sounds fun, actually. Dude. I would actually genuinely, if I just could ride on that lawnmower, I'd be happy.
Dude, we'll bunk better the lawnmower. I'll be lower bunk. You'll be upper bunk.
Doing donuts.
Yeah, I get to sleep under the blades.
Yeah, but it is Brian's birthday, so I guess you did have a birthday question for him, Mr. Kyle Charlie Show.
you kind of screwed up my.
Yeah, I did. All right.
You kind of screwed up my mojo.
Yeah,
my momentum.
Yeah, I'm cringe.
All right. So what I was going to ask before I was so rudely interrupted by something that's way more important than this dumb question. Brian, if I gave you a big cupcake right now, like giant, but do you remember? Did you guys watch Fairly Odd Parents?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Fairly Odd Parents.
The giant like wish cupcake from the one episode.
Yeah.
It's like this giant purple cupcake.
It's okay.
Like a star sticking out of it.
I do, in fact, know this.
All right. And what if I had a wish cupcake and I sent it to you in the mail, because obviously we can't contact each other because we can never ever do that because it is the quarantine and you can't touch people.
Coronavirus. Coronavirus.
I gave you this muffin, the wish muffin, the magic muffin. What would you wish for with the magic muffin if you could take one savory bite out of it?
Yeah, I can make any wish I want.
Make any wish you wanted. For your birthday, of course.
Only for my birthday?
Mm-hmm.
What's a birthday muffin?
Oh, I see.
It says so happy birthday on the top, so it only works today.
Okay. Does it work for every consecutive...
Actually, wait, how did it work in the show? I can't remember. You could use it multiple times, right?
I think you could, but you could only use it on your birthday.
Wait, let's look at the lore.
Birthday muffin lore.
You can. This is the worst idea, by the way. Can you imagine if you had a wish-based economy and you could just... You could just bypass the rules, or sorry, dumb rules.
Yeah, that'd be kind of stupid. And I mean, how much would a wish be worth? Because a wish would be technically anything.
Oh, but there are rules, but you can just bypass rules. And the rules are pretty important because you can just wish whatever you want. It's very, yeah, very scary. Anyway, if we're gonna say you have to adhere to the dough rule. I don't, no, it's screw it. You don't have to adhere to dough rules.
Mm-hmm.
What would you wish for?
I'd wish for...
And you have to explain it. You have to defend your choice.
You have to defend your honor as well as this wish.
I'd wish for, like, So, you know, like, the SCP Foundation?
Yeah.
I'd wish every single one of them into existence.
Might I ask why?
Could you imagine what would happen for those 24 hours? It'd be wild.
I think a majority of the population would just die.
Well, there is the SCP-001 where, like, it's the sun, and if you get hit by the light, you become, like, a weird gelatinous liquid. That wouldn't be good.
So you'd all become goo.
Okay, I'd roll that back. I'd wish for, like, Okay, I know what I'd do. I'd wish for, like, 3% of the population to, like, be able to hover, but only for the duration of my birthday.
Okay. How much do you think that would affect the world, just in general, if you at 3% of the population could hover? Is it completely random?
Yeah, for, like, 20 minutes now.
Oh, my God.
They get to hover for 20 minutes or
something.
Yeah,
20 minutes, and, like, they don't know the limitations of their powers.
Okay. 20 minutes. Okay. There's more things change about this wish every time you mention it. So it's like full day and then it's 20 minutes.
Well, aren't we doing the duration of his birthday?
Yeah, that's what I thought, but then it's 20 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, his birthday is like going to be over in like
40 minutes.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah, well, you're a young adult now, as you told me before the podcast. You're a young adult now. You're 20.
Yeah, you are 20. It makes you old. Welcome to my old boomer legion.
Well, I feel so young being 19 and not 20.
Yeah, dude, it really do suck, though. Cece definitely can't relate to being a teenager either.
She can't.
Oh, yeah.
I'm,
22, actually.
Oh, dude.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we have the hovering for 3% of the population for like the duration of your birthday.
I'd also take another bite and wish that like let's say 1% of the population looks like Minecraft Steve.
Is it like 1% of the 3% or just another additional 1%?
Just additional 1%.
Can they overlap?
Yes.
So you could have some.
So
hovering.
Do they? And when you say someone looks like Minecraft Steve, you don't. Do you mean like they become blocky, like
exact proportions
of Steve?
Yes.
Dude, they become like 2 meters tall.
Exactly 2 meters tall.
That's terrifying. Two meters tall, a meter like shoulder distance. That's scary.
Isn't 2 meters only like that's like 6'5".
Yeah, but like 2 meter cube men.
You look kind of like this, actually.
Like, do you think it'd actually make news? Like, it'd have to make news.
No, I don't want that Minecraft Steve.
I mean, that's what I look like when I play Minecraft.
Can we somehow attach this to the episode? I don't know how you could do it, but
we'll put an
specific image. Yeah.
Yeah. But for
that's
right
not,
now,
that is not going. No.
Oh no, that's definitely.
We're not even
going
to address that.
No. All right, moving on. That's his second birthday. That's his third birthday wish is that we address that photo. All right. Wow, that was such a good bit. Can't believe Brian made ominous cube people and hovering people.
So wait, which wish is the? Are you choosing all of these, or are you just choosing one of them?
All of them.
Is there any overlap between Steve's and hoverers?
Yeah, but you know that's a hard, like that's a very very rare thing.
That's like two people, maybe. No, it'd actually probably be like 1,000 people. Because like I can't do that.
And a hoverer would be pretty rare.
That'd be Herobrine.
Point like zero.
You have Herobrine.
Herobrine. Dude, that's so epic. You made Herobrine in real life.
Oh my god, I'm so cool.
All right. Theoretically, then, Kyle, your birthday's coming up too.
Yeah. July 9th.
Yeah. What would you, with the knowledge you have right now, what would you want to wish for with your birthday muffin?
Well, my birthday, that's a great question. Because I didn't even think about that before when I asked. Well, you see, I'll get back to you on that.
All right. Well, then, I guess while we're waiting for Kyle to decide, Brian, you should tell us what's going on in your life.
In my life?
Life right now. Because I guess you and CC kind of have similar lives. Right now, at least.
Yeah. I played Heroes of the Storm.
What is that?
Inferior MOBA. Inferior MOBA.
Superior.
Oh, wait, that's the Blizzard MOBA, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. The only cool thing about that MOBA is the two-player character.
That's a pretty cool one. I also, I released a brand new song, I think the 16th? I don't know.
That's yesterday.
Did you drop some? No, wait, you did drop a song recently.
You did? Wait, yeah, send, you it did. Send it. Attach that to the description, too. Put in the.
We'll put them both in there. We'll link your SoundCloud.
Everyone who listens to this gets paid $5.
Please follow me. I will be forever grateful.
Oh, wait, yo, I heard some of the song. Oh, what's that, Minecraft Steve in the chat?
You ever see Realistic Minecraft Steve?
I don't think I want to see Realistic Minecraft Steve.
Like, could you imagine if one day you woke up as that? Like, what would you do?
Like, buff Minecraft Steve?
No, like, here, I'll put a picture. Like, you looked somewhat like this.
I think I would probably go work at Party City.
Yeah, you could work at Chuck E. Cheese with that.
Oh, yeah, dude, I'll be a Chuck E. Cheese, like, I'll be in the Chuck E. Cheese costume.
You could run the Ticket Tornado.
And Kyle gets to look like this.
Ticket Tornado.
Actually, yeah, that'd be my wish. I would bring the Razor Blade Ticket Tornado to life.
The ultimate, like, dude, we're replacing the electric chair with the Razor Blade Ticket Tornado.
Man, I miss Chuck E. Cheese. It's been a very long time since I played skee-ball. It's been a very long time since I've played all those stupid arcade games.
Yo, those arcade games are fun, though. I mean,
I've eaten their mediocre, but I don't know how to describe. There's something very. The pizza's kind of trashy, but it's
like Domino's.
It's very satisfying.
Yeah, it's like when you eat, like, I don't know, like a Papa John's pizza or something like that. Like, it's like, you know, it's stinky, but you still eat it.
It complements the buffoonery of a Chuck E. Cheese perfectly.
Buffoonery? Yeah.
That's how the French say it.
That's true.
Yeah, Brian can confirm he is French.
Uh-oh.
Wait, CC actually knows French, that's right.
Je ne sais pas, je suis bébé.
Zut alors, tu n'étais pas un bébé.
Bonjour, je m'appelle bébé.
Yo, this segment coming out for our bilingual listeners.
If anyone translates what I'm saying...
He's saying that he's a baby.
I said, I don't know why, but I am called baby.
You are baby, Brian? That's so cool.
Thank you. I could also say, je tellement faim.
Which means I'm very hungry. I'm truly hungry.
Dude, wow, looks like we got hungry baby. Ha ha. Oh, dude, perfect. We're in Chuck E. Cheese. You can have some pizza. Hungry baby.
Wah-wah, indeed.
It's a real baby moment, dude.
MFW Kyle Charlie Show is in out.
My reaction when faced when the Charlie Show is not out.
MFW LOL, where Charlie at?
Dude, the feels when Kyle doesn't release the Kyle show, the sequel spinoff.
My solo career.
Yeah, dude, this is when we have our talking falling
for a whole hour about nothing.
So, hey guys, you see that the game?
I still really want to do the Brian and David show.
Who's the? I mean, you can.
Who's David?
There is no David. That's the whole thing. It's him doing a voice, and he wants to see how long it takes people to figure it out.
Like instantly. There's no way that you could, I don't think it's possible for you to do a voice that I wouldn't recognize.
Oh, yeah, well, watch for this. An hour. Watch this. Oh, hey, David, what's up? Well, not much. I was just riding some horses. You know how it is.
Oh, my God, who's that?
Dude, did you get your grandpa in there?
Yeah, oh, my God. I can't believe it.
Grandpa
Payne. Who
are
you calling old? I'm spry as ever. You on the other hand.
I mean, it does sound pretty spry.
I got also real talk though. Grandpa Payne sounds like the scariest grandpa known to man.
Well,
like he just sounds like, I don't know. The Payne last name is kind of really dope. 10 out of 10 would trade. But Payne.
Yeah. Like, and the coolest part is, I'm kind of jealous because my dad's grandma also had a really cool maiden name. Her maiden name was Rose, and that sounds cool.
That's like anime character. Yeah, I mean, you got two different characters. You got Slice of Life or like Action, and you got Action.
Thank you. I'm just an action-filled man. There's never a dull moment with me.
No, that's true. I've talked to him for many hours, and never once has there been a dull moment.
Yeah, especially, I mean, you're talking to a hungry baby man that can speak French.
I'm so conversational.
Hungry French baby who would wish for all SCPs to exist, and all for a small percentage of the population to become Minecraft Steve, for a different but possibly overlapping small set of the population become.
Do you think like some of the Steves would be executed? Like, I feel like at least a few would be.
I mean, they might get shot. I don't think they'll get like traditional
like
execution.
Small village, like some remote village, got a Steve in it. They'd probably get killed. Realistically, they'd probably die.
If you died as Minecraft Steve and the 20 minutes ran up, would you stay as a Minecraft Steve corpse?
I feel like you would. That's Brian's decision, I guess, but
yeah.
Brian's the one that makes it. You would.
The real question is, would like when they got hurt, would they make the classic like or the modern like
he can only speak in grunt. Then they'd definitely be executed, like almost immediately. If you could not communicate besides groaning and grunts. And you became this like buff 2 meter tall, 1 meter wide cube man. That can like punch trees.
Wait, do you gain the strength of Minecraft Steve?
I mean, you got the body for it.
I think you'd gain the strength. You'd gain all the stats of Minecraft Steve.
If you can punch trees, I don't
know.
That'd be
pretty dope. How fast does he run though? That's the only thing. Like I don't know how fast Minecraft Steve.
Someone's
definitely
done a calculation.
Yeah, there's some MatPat game theory man that definitely made it.
How fast?
I think it's like
16.8 feet per second.
Oh, that's scary.
That's a lot.
That would become like the ultimate race of being is just Minecraft Steve.
How many miles per hour is that? Oh, we go.
I think Usain Bolt doesn't get to 16 feet a second. Or if he does, that's like when he's... That's like...
Six.
I don't remember.
No, that can't.
No,
at
it's all. Not that. It's not that fast.
Oh, it just sounds scary. How fast is 16 feet per second?
It's like 10 miles an hour.
Oh, that's like walking speeds.
No.
A mile.
No, that's definitely not walking speed.
No.
My bad. Homies out here be walking.
Yeah,
at 10
like
miles
no
an
one
hour.
Walks that fast.
Not yet.
Not yet. Not after. Not before they become Steve.
As soon after training, I will be able to walk at 10 miles an hour.
Like, could you imagine that you just see it like a, it's like 11 miles per hour, just like this block creature sprinting at you?
He also doesn't have knees. It's like his limbs are just straight. And he's
doesn't need knees, all right? So just don't make fun of him, okay?
You think it would kind of suck because the world isn't meant for block people.
The world isn't meant for knees either.
You wouldn't. The world is not meant for knees.
When will we evolution out knees?
Babies. Babies.
I want
don't
cup
really
holders instead.
Yeah,
they don't have fully formed knees.
I think we should make them like Legos. You know, like the short Legos that just don't have like any bend whatsoever. I think we should just like when babies are born, we should remove like the hip joints and the knee joints.
No,
and then just fuse the bones.
It's kind of like
together.
Kind of like Wall-E.
Babies' knees are weird because they're not quite fused to the rest of the bones. It's strange. They can bend their legs and
They can bend their legs forward for a little bit of time.
It's not right. Like, why are they so fragile, though?
Homie, they just been
they're babies.
Born.
You're the one who's called baby.
Babies.
You're the one called baby, aren't you?
Yeah, Brian, why are you so fragile? Why do your knees bend backwards, Brian?
Listen, I may be fragile, but I am not fragile. That's a line straight out of Death Stranding.
I'm taking that quote, and I'm just gonna stick it somewhere. I don't know where yet.
It's from a character. Her name's Fragile.
Some really good writing.
I know, right?
Hideo Kojima really did
really
a number
did on a number on us there.
I still don't understand.
Didn't Death Stranding like flop?
Yeah, didn't it?
I mean, there's like it's a split. Like a lot of people like this. A lot of people. I have no clue. Did you know I was canonically dropped on my head as a baby?
Canonically?
Dude, it's part of your lore.
It is. My cousin did it, and now she is a kid, and I'm thinking of taking revenge.
thinking of getting revenge.
Yeah. Dropping her baby. The perfect crime. Except I set it on a radio show.
Or you just say you want to play with their knees that aren't formed yet.
Yeah.
You just sort of...
How to make it bend like a Lego dog. Just bend the knees backwards, have it crawl.
Imagine a world where I wasn't dropped on my head. What would be different?
You'd know the order of the planets without
Google.
You'd know
what a nickel is worth without asking.
I do know what a dime is worth.
All right, then what's a penny worth?
1.3? No.
1.3?
Well, I think we need
1.3. What?
I think to fix the economy, we need to go. We need to add intervals that are less than 1 cent.
How about? No, we don't.
No, we need to actually get rid of the.
Also,
penny.
There are kind of intervals that are less, like just not in coins, of course. But you can, like, you can have current.
I mean, like gas prices go down an extra decimal.
That is true. OMG.
Yeah, you can pay in gas.
Gas-based economy.
We kind of do have one, though.
It's called Mad Max.
That's actually true. It is.
Yeah, but it's actually worse. Well, it's better for our economy if we get rid of pennies.
But what would we have Abe Lincoln on, then?
Please defend pennies. I'd like to hear... Any reason
we could just put like Abe Lincoln over Andrew Jackson. What? He's already on the $5 bill too.
Listen, listen here. What other president slays vampires? I ask you that.
We talked about this yesterday.
We talked about this yesterday. Yeah, Brian, would you like to talk about? Because I talked about the movie yesterday, but I'd like to hear how you would convey it to us.
That movie was a deeply profound experience. It hits everything you want in an Abe Lincoln movie.
And out of all the Abe Lincoln vampire monster slaying movies, of which there are one,
There's two, actually.
Really? Oh, yeah, the zombie one.
Abe Lincoln versus zombies.
Why is it that people want Abe Lincoln to fight monsters?
It has, like, 1/100th of the budget or something of Vampire Slayer, but...
Yeah, Vampire Slayer is a Tim Burton creation.
Vampire Slayer, I will argue, was a good movie.
I really liked it.
Yeah, I very much struggle to call it good, because it's not, but it's... amazing.
It's enjoyable.
It's super enjoyable.
I love how Abe Lincoln just switches from inept vampire slayer to, like,
there's no development. He just kind of becomes God. He's the best vampire slayer in off.
He becomes God.
How's my little soldier?
That's my, oh, I forgot about the kid. maybe the evil vampire woman dropped that kid on his head, like Brian.
Dude, maybe that was just evil vampire Brian from the 1800s.
and then Kyle and I are lapping out George Bush Vampire Slayer.
Because, okay, apparently the guy at the end of the movie is just the director or the writer of the book or something. I think it's the writer of the book.
Yeah, it's a book. It was a book first. So
it was
the
guy that wrote
probably.
The novel. That
it
was
Dumas.
So... sadly, it wasn't George Bush. We were wrong.
Dude, George Bush actually wrote the book.
Reference, at the end of Abe Lincoln Vampire Slayer...
Spoilers, by the way.
It is literally not a spoiler.
Well, I haven't seen it, so I wouldn't know.
It just pans... It's in a, the movie starts in a bar, and then... Or it's like near the beginning of the movie, Abe's in a bar, and he meets the amazing, illustrious vampire hunter Henry... And at the
it
end
is
of the
a
movie,
because you have to reveal something about Henry to explain the end.
CeCe, I think you should do it so that we can blame you for spoiling it instead of Kyle.
Oh, I'll take the I'll take the hit.
I'll take
yellow tape around his body. It's a homicide.
Implied that someone is a president at the end. It's just a random white guy, and we really hoped it was George Bush. Because that would have been hilarious,
yeah.
But apparently it wasn't. It was just the director.
I think it was the guy that wrote the book or something. It was so disappointing.
Just the writer of the novel, George W. Bush.
Vampire Slayer.
Dude, we need him to come back and make one about Obama.
Do we have to wait 200 years for that? So it's like...
Yeah.
So he's like a mythical figure at that point.
Yeah. Kind of like
Obama... Oh, no, wait. Well, you know how, like, especially when Obama became president in a lot of media where they had a president, like, in the film or the book or something, or, like, a comic book, the president was black?
Yeah.
Well, when are we getting...
many presidents.
Oh, yeah. But we already, like, Kingsman already kind of did the orange president. So I'm waiting for other media to have the orange president in it.
You give it a few.
Yeah, because I mean, we still had Morgan Freeman in that other. The president has been kidnapped by a terrorist organization.
I was just talking
movie.
About that earlier.
I hate that movie.
There are two movies. That is one of those movies where there are two identical movies that came out in the same year.
Dude.
Olympus Has Fallen and White House Down are two. They're identical movies.
Olympus Has Fallen kind of sucks.
And I'm sure White House Down also sucks.
Which one are you standing? Boys.
I haven't seen either of them, but they don't look very good.
I saw White House Down.
I watched the first 20 minutes of Olympus Has Fallen. Because my dad is very, very much into epic gun soldier America movies.
Oh yeah, White House Down. It's the same movie.
Yeah.
Literally the same movie. Jamie Foxx is the president in that movie.
You ever see him? There's the movie Red Dawn, where like the original is Soviet Russia manages to invade America, but they remade it into where North Korea successfully invades America, and they still titled it Red Dawn. It just doesn't make sense anymore. And I think Josh from Drake and Josh is in that movie.
Yeah, Josh Peck is one of the leads. Yep.
Josh Peck defeats North America, North Korea, the movie.
Box office failure. Oh no.
How could this have been foreseen?
Chris Hemsworth.
Oh my god, he was in there too.
Yeah, Chris Hemsworth, Josh Peck, and a bunch of people I don't know. Josh Hutcherson, I've heard the name.
I think the best part about White House Down was probably the fact that, you know, those people that are like a fan of like waving flags, like flag bearing, like as like a sport.
Yeah.
They had a nice little reference in the end as like this one child like saves the president in one part of the movie by like waving the American flag in like an intricate way to signal that they were there. Dude, flag bearing is a sport.
Or it's
Channing Tatum.
Bugs Life and Ants are just the same. They're just, I mean, they're not the same thing, but
they're similar.
Two movies about CG bugs that come out at the exact same time.
Well, one of them crushed the other one pretty badly. I don't know. I would say Ants was not the box office successor to Bugs Life that we were looking for.
I watched a video on it because I was curious as to why, you know, why exactly do, like, what makes, why are there movies that just come out that are exactly the same? And all, literally the video is just like, yeah, there's not really a reason. It's just ideas.
It's coincidental.
It literally kind of, what kind of is? Like, they just talked about how if an idea is in circulation, other studios might just hear about it and try to do it as well. And probably do a worse job at it because they don't have the original idea, and then they just, one of them always bombs, so.
And there's always a victor. Victor between Olympus Has Fallen and White House Down?
I mean, Abe Lincoln Vampire Slayer and Abe Lincoln vs. Zombies came out the same year, too. It's just.
No, didn't Abe Lincoln Vampire Slayer come out the same time as, like, Lincoln? Yeah, we talked about this last time.
Actually, fun fact about that, when I was a kid, back when it came out, sixth grade, I thought that Lincoln and Abe Lincoln Vampire Slayer were the same movie. So like my friends like were like, hey, you wanna like on Saturday, you wanna go see Lincoln with us? So I just like, no, I don't like horror movies.
Yeah, dude. I mean, the Civil War is pretty scary, not gonna lie.
Especially when there's Confederate vampires,
yeah.
I was more terrified of the landmines. Okay.
You can survive a landmine, but can you survive a Confederate vampire?
I don't know. I mean, is this the one where they're, like, weak to the sun, or no?
No, they just usually wear sunglasses.
Dude, they just can't see. That's the only thing.
Really time-appropriate sunglasses.
I could just imagine, like, in the Civil War, like, a bunch of, like, Union officers trying to fight a bunch of dudes in sunglasses.
Like, why are they so cool?
Yeah, dude, what? They weren't so
racist. They look so cool! What do we do?
Dude, if they weren't so racist, we could maybe be bros.
I'd let them marry my sister if they weren't racist vampires.
They didn't want slaves, dude.
Like,
Why do you have a say in who your sister marries?
This was the 1800s. CeCe, you do have a point that this is not allowed nowadays, but
1800s? I'm not gonna set you up with my friend now, Kyle.
Dude, Kyle, you lost your Confederate war.
Cancel culture stress.
Okay, fine. I would just want to be friends with the Confederate if they weren't racist and if they weren't vampires. So if they weren't Confederate vampires.
I mean, I could look over the vampire thing.
How?
Homie, you go for a kiss, they just bite your lip. And then you're like, uh-oh, I'm empty on blood, and then you die.
Listen, my blood is not desirable to any vampire listeners out there. I'm not vegan.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I don't think vampires are vegan.
But I'd imagine vegan blood tastes at least a little different.
You know, there actually were a couple of theories of what humans taste like.
Well, you don't need to have a theory. You could just...
You could reject your humanity, just have a chomp.
I mean, it's not like people haven't done it.
Well,
or
yeah.
Just play the forest.
Yeah, obviously, Brian's a forester.
He's a hunter-gatherer, man.
You guys believe in skinwalkers?
Yes.
What?
You said forest, and I got and my brain went to skinwalkers.
I believe in skinwalkers.
All I saw was Skinwalker Ranch when I looked this up.
No, no, that's a very strange location. Skinwalkers
according
are the...
to KRQE.com, recent New Mexico skinwalker photo ignites fear.
Really? But skinwalkers are a cryptid that what they do is they take other animals' skins
and then they walk.
Yeah, they walk in them and try to blend in with their main goal, freaking taking a human skin.
Do you think they could cut out the steps of the animal skin, couldn't they?
I mean, it's to get close.
Dude, if I got a skinwalker and a chihuahua, I'm hunting the chihuahua.
Because if a skinwalker skin walked up to me, I would skinwalk. Wait, no, I would walk.
You would skinwalk the skinwalker.
I would skinwalk the skinwalk. Skinwalk the skim. Skin. I can't say it. Guys, this is tongue twister.
You would skinwalk the skinwalker.
That sounds like a song or a dance.
It does.
All right.
Open the door, get on the floor, skinwalk the skinwalker.
Hey, hey, hey!
Dude, I love the dinosaur.
Open the door, get on the floor.
Lose your skin.
Lose your skin.
Because there's a skinwalker right there, dude.
Look at that skinwalk core. So it rhymes.
Skinwalk core, like parkour, dude. Skinwalker doing these sick jumps.
They probably could. Probably better than I could.
Oh, yeah, I think so. I don't know. I feel like asking Brian would be kind of biased because he seems really confident in his parkour abilities. CeCe, do you think Brian would be better at parkour than a skinwalker, yes or no?
Well, it depends on the skin that the skinwalker had. If the skinwalker was like a squirrel, that thing could get anywhere. But if the skinwalker was a slug, Brian'd do great.
I can beat more than a slug.
What do you guys think the most... Like, what's the best being, the best skinwalked being that Brian could beat at parkour?
Snail.
I'd say Quentin Tarantino.
You're biased. Dude. Not be Quentin Tarantino the skinwalker.
He's not a skinwalker.
There's something off about that, man.
If
there's one skinwalker on this planet, it's definitely Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, you're right.
That's true.
The Zuck.
Yeah, except Mark Zuckerberg's skinwalker is, like, socially awkward, even amongst skinwalkers.
He's an outcast skinwalker.
Doing his best.
A culture of outcast skinwalkers.
How do you even spell Quentin Tarantino? I got it.
Quentin. Tarantula.
And okay, then well...
Ula.
At least Tarantino kind of knows how to look in pictures. But, like, then you look up Mark Zuckerberg and he's just...
Also, when you look up Mark Zuckerberg pictures, you get the one of him just staring dead into the camera.
It's just like...
When you look...
Yeah?
Oh, when you look up Quentin Tarantino, you probably don't get one where he's just staring dead into the camera.
Just something looks wrong about Mark Zuckerberg. Like, there's just something so off-putting about him.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, right.
His face
like an ugly
kind of melds together into this blob.
I know, it's like it's not an ugly thing, it's just unsettling, like, seeing him.
Also, his eyes are a weird shape. And, like, I love this man, but actually I don't, because
he's kind of an ass.
Terrible CEO, so.
Hold on, I gotta, like, Mark Zuckerberg deformities.
Deformity.
What?
Why are you looking up deformities of Mark Zuckerberg? That doesn't seem very nice.
I just need to know. Like, there's just he's so scary looking. I don't.
All right, you know what I think it's time for? Another common knowledge Brian fun fact.
All right, let's go.
All right,
Brian. Yeah. Who was the second president of the United States?
John Adams.
Wow. I don't think that one's even common knowledge. Good job, Brian.
That's why I know it. if it's weird and obscure, I'll know it. Like in 2001, the N64 had a price change. But if it's other stuff, I don't know. If it's stuff everyone knows, then not.
All right, then. What is the current... What is... The waffle. President on the face. Well, sorry, the face of the president on the $10 bill.
So one is George because he's number one.
Number one.
Five is Abe.
That's for how many vampires he killed, dude.
Isn't 10 not a president?
No.
Really? Is it? Hey Siri.
Oh no.
Oh, he's actually right.
Wait, hold on. I guarantee if I look up a picture of a $10 bill.
No, it's not a president, but it's a pretty popular person.
Okay.
Wait, was he a president? I don't remember.
No.
Hamilton.
I thought we should be asking you these questions.
Hamilton is my final answer.
Hammy? Good old Hammy.
Yeah.
Was I right?
Yeah. That's Mr. Alexander Hamilton from the hit musical Hamilton.
That was my logic. I just picked the most recent popular person.
The most recent Hamilton.
Yeah.
All right.
Good old Hammy.
Good old ham sandwich.
Good old ham sandwich.
Kyle, do you have a wacky common knowledge fact for Brian?
No.
Even if it's really simple, like I can't tell you how many oceans are in the world.
I mean, aren't there like four?
Pacific, Atlantic,
Arctic,
Caribbean.
Caribbean Sea, not ocean.
Caribbean. The Red Sea.
No, are we talking about oceans?
Yes.
There's a difference between sea and ocean.
I mean, I don't know what it is, but I know seas are smaller.
Seven continents, five oceans.
And the seven deadly seas.
What are those seven deadly seas? Because I don't even know.
Specific? No. Nope.
Are there more than seven seas that are not?
I don't know. I don't. I couldn't point out like half of Europe to you on a map.
I mean, I couldn't either.
On the other day, and I was watching him try to do geography. It was pretty entertaining.
but if it's music history, oh boy.
I feel like geography is one of those like topics where, like, you're either really good at it or you're just really bad. There's no like average at geography.
I didn't even know like Georgia was near this like far in the south. I thought it was like closer.
Depends. Bro. Oh, dude.
Oh no, it's not my birthday anymore.
Stop the podcast. It's over.
All right, that's it. That's the end of the episode. Goodbye.
His birthday's over.
His birthday's over. Well, no, yeah. I think what that means is that instead of CC being the background character, CC takes center stage. Yeah. Give the headset to Cece. She's in charge now.
No, I mean, like...
The problem, the way I'm listening, is a phone tucked under a bra strap so it's close enough to my ear. That doesn't work with Brian.
I did wear a dress. I will agree to this.
Get some tape or something so you can tape it.
Or...
Tape it up. Or get his own bra strap.
Yeah, Brian, get your own bra. Come on, man. Every good man has their own bra. I feel like I definitely mentioned how in like I think the most scarring moment for me in like seventh in like middle school bullying is when my seventh grade crush asked me what bra size I had.
Oh no!
Oh,
ow, dude. That was the roughest period of my life, guaranteed. That was when you start playing the emo rock, the emo hip hop.
Cut my life in two pieces.
This is my last resort.
Suffocation.
Let it sink in.
Yeah.
suffocation. Brian thinks suffocation.
All right. Does that mean I have to go next, or are we passing this around the table?
Passing what around the table?
I don't know. The song. Well, no, wait. There's lyrics in that song can't say. We can, but I would have to bleep them.
You'd have to put a woogers in the place of the.
Wait. Can you make your clown noise again?
I don't know what it was. I literally don't remember.
Or something like that. It was like a clown horn.
I don't remember what I did.
I'll have to grab it. You have to watch the episode again.
Yeah.
I can give you something to censor out swears with this episode.
Oh, you're just going to say it.
Let's hear it.
What?
He just kind of, he fell into the void.
Dude.
What did it sound like?
You just disappeared. Your homie got Thanos'd.
I never. All right.
CC's taking main stage, so give CC the microphone.
CC, do you want to talk closer to the mic?
I mean, you can hear me from here. I don't understand what the problem is.
No. The thing is that CC, you're a background character in Brian's position. Brian's been talking too much. You need to rotate in, for it is no longer his birthday.
Tag.
Okay, I can talk more and not be close to the microphone.
Tag, okay. You're it.
No, okay, that works. It's Brian's birthday. Oh, wait, it's not.
It's not.
Wait.
That's why we're revoking his birthday privilege.
Oh, how do you know?
He loses the muffin. No Minecraft Steves, no hovering, no SCPs.
No hovering.
Oh, have you know all my favorite Animal Crossing villagers threw me a wonderful surprise party?
No, that's cool.
Oh, I have more Pringles here. When did that happen?
I've been around here crunching on this podcast.
Dude, that was a surprise in the Animal Crossing villagers. They just materialized a Pringle.
I don't want any more, but thank you.
That happens.
And then, I listened to the Pokemon Center birthday theme.
Oh, yeah, on like Sword and Shield.
They don't have the theme on Sword and Shield. It was X and Y. Maybe it would be up there.
3 hours cooking and 2 hours cleaning.
I am sorry.
What'd you say?
Spicy ramen tofu. Spicy tofu. And boba bubble tea from scratch, which is so hard. You have to,
dude,
like,
bubble tea is a awful thing to cook.
Water. And make one of the weirdest doughs I've ever worked with. You can't roll it. You have to, like, compress it. It was the weirdest thing.
Yeah, boba balls are really rough, dude.
But boba is so nice.
Boba is awesome, dude. There's a boba shop that's, like, not very far from here. I don't know. It's probably one of my favorite places to go to, at least for, like, a bunch of my high school friends.
In northeastern Pennsylvania. Like, the most Asian you'll get is, like, General Tso's chicken.
I don't know if that's true, though, because at least, like, there's at least some non, like, there are some dishes at Chinese restaurants that aren't super Americanized, but...
Fair, like, Hunan beef.
Like, there's some stuff that's like, okay, maybe a Chinese person might eat this in China, maybe.
I just want bubble tea, man, or like a Korean restaurant.
There's more bubble tea nowadays, at least in the U.S., because it's becoming a lot more popular.
What needs to become more popular is banana milk.
Banana milk?
Banana milk is one of the yummiest things I've ever ingested.
All I know is I've heard that it's so foul. Just awful.
I don't think so. There's this really nice Korean brand called Banana Uyu, and
it's kind of like, is it kind of like, oh, I forgot what I was going to say. Never mind.
Strawberry milk.
It's completely mad.
What other fruit milk is there? Is it like strawberry milk?
Oh, it's kind of like, it's kind of like the eggnog of.
Oh, I'll send the banana milk. Look at this. Look, it's adorable.
Right, it does look rather adorable.
It looks like a lemon with a lid, but it's also like square.
Wow, that's beautiful. Poetic.
I feel like I gave an accurate description.
Poetry in motion.
All right.
Poetry square time. Lemon with a lid. What?
Kyle, go first. What's your poem?
Charlie is red. Charlie is blue.
Charlie's also covered in glue.
Charlie's mouth is covered in glue.
All right.
He eats glue. Guys, get it?
Guys, I'm a paste.
Guys, you get it?
homie be eating paste. Homie, I got right, the Elmer's 24/7.
Me and the boys eating paste.
My turn. Roses are red. Brian is Brian is not a pony. Zamboni. End scene.
Dude, what a limerick.
Yeah, exit stage left.
No, exit stage up, dude. Homie just jumps into the crowd.
He hovers. Oh, wait, it's not his birthday anymore. Ooh.
We're going to have to get some rigging up in there.
On the bright side, this year my family did not forget my birthday.
I have to remind your dad.
That's true.
Twice.
Twice. He was
like, what are you getting special dinner for? And I was like, Brian's birthday. Coming up.
What a king. Dude, I don't know if we talked about it on the podcast, but there was a while that Brian's dad thought he was in a relationship with Kyle.
That's true.
I mean, he still thinks I'm gay, or at least bi.
Dude, your dad should have done something for like June 1st then, for the start of Pride Month.
True. We should have... CC, do you remember when he asked if I was bisexual from you?
Yeah. Rather awkward. Partially because it seemed like he was directing the question towards me.
Do you know? As he told you.
He has this never-ending hunch.
Well, no, about the rug burn story?
Yeah, well, Kyle knows about the rug burn story.
Well, are we allowed to talk about that on the podcast?
I could word it flowerly.
Okay,
flowerly.
I want to hear this. I want to hear the flowerly wording.
All right. So I was playing with my dogs, right? Flashback, winter break. Playing
imagine with Brian with his dogs.
Yes.
And are you allergic to dogs?
Yes.
Oh, no.
That's besides the point. So Kyle just came over, and this was like the day after. I was playing with the doggy dogs.
Playing with the dogs.
And I power slid on the carpet accidentally. You know, I got some knee rug burn. So
he wave dash on the carpet.
Yeah. But my frame data was a little off.
His frame data was off. He hit the ground. He didn't L cancel in time.
Yeah. Then he ended up losing the match. It was really just a whole clown fiasco.
Yeah, overall.
So anyways, you got rug burn. All right.
But yeah, you got knees. And so then it was family movie night. And my dad sees the rug burn. And he immediately thinks, I got on my knees to pray in front of Kyle.
Oh, no.
I was wondering how this would be worded, and I lived up to my expectations.
That's actually not bad.
And
well played.
And the next 5 minutes was like, Brian, are you gay? No, like, you could tell me if you're gay, but I'm not. No, like, you, it's okay. I accept that.
Dude, he just wants a gay son. Why can't you be the perfect son for him?
I know.
He's got like a bunch of bumper stickers in like his trunk that's just like, I have a gay son. And I'm proud.
He's been waiting.
Yeah, he already bought them and he doesn't know what to do with them.
Yeah, it was actually sent to him incorrectly. He's like, I gotta find a use for these somehow.
Like, he has like a big sticker. He says, I support my gay son. Like a big off for the back of the car. He's like, yeah, I can't use it. It's going to waste if Brian's not gay.
Brian's gay. Yeah, like, come on. Not putting another kid through college.
If college doesn't make him gay, I don't know what will.
If college doesn't make him gay, I don't know what.
Hi, me. Hey, I hope you are. Not actually.
Competition with Kyle. Deep lore.
Yeah, we didn't hear any of what you just said.
Oh no. Oh, well. Yeah, well, my theory is that the reason why when Brian's dad asked Cece if Brian was bisexual is because Cece then realized oh, I have to compete with Kyle from the Kyle and Charlie
and that's
show.
Impossible,
he's
of course.
Famous.
He's famous amongst the five listeners we get every week.
I was crying long before I ever did.
That's true.
Dude, that's true. Better. Dude, my theory has some merit. Oh no. What have I done? I got to knock on wood real quick just to not jinx it.
Skinwalker looks much more goat-like than the other one.
Why are we still looking at Skinwalker?
I have the tab open.
You're interesting.
It looks a lot more. This one clearly skinwalked a goat.
You know how many cryptids
Brian's dad thought he skinwalked me.
Yeah.
He was like, those are gashes on me. No, dude, that's Franco. What a classic image. I love that picture so much. Oh, yeah. I guess, well, yeah, I also kind of mentioned last podcast, at least, about the whole Minecraft teacher job.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I also kind of realized that I'm going to have to Zoom call them eventually. I'm going to have to Zoom call my children, and I'm going to probably have to screen share at one point. What should I make my background while I screen share to these kids?
You shouldn't ask us that question, right? I don't think that's...
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I feel like the corrupt
children.
All right, what would be worse, though? Skinwalker or banana milk?
No. I would much prefer banana milk.
Could you, like, slowly fade in the skinwalker into the banana milk?
No, you'll scare them.
Dude, the skinwalker skinwalked banana milk.
Look at this guy. Oh, he's scary. He's a goat man.
Third, fourth grade. You can't do that bless to them.
No, I'm joking. I would never terrify these children. They're just trying to play Minecraft. I would never intentionally scare them. That's just
like a horror mod.
Oh no, no! I have to install the creepypasta mod. Have Slender Man chase the children.
Listen, there are already Five Nights at Freddy's fans.
Yeah, it's true. They're probably.
Is there a Slender Man Minecraft mod?
There was a while ago. I don't
there
know
has
if it's
to
up
be.
To date.
There's no way that there isn't one.
There is definitely one. This is like Minecraft is hitting its peak around the same time as like. Slender Man.
All right,
but no. Oh, Brian, I think you got muted or something. Unless you just stopped talking.
Oh yeah, I got distracted. I want to see what the Slender Man mod is like.
Dude, install it. Figure it out. You know, it was probably one of the most heartbreaking Brian Charlie moments ever when I found out Brian hacks in Minecraft.
Oh, hack in Minecraft.
Listen, I know a few workarounds, and I know a few duplication glitches. Nothing out of the ordinary for a budding young man.
Especially when he starts flying on servers.
Listen, when you get to my age, you'll understand.
I'm literally your age.
Shh. Shh.
I just absolutely exposed.
You're both young adults now.
Yeah, dude, we can finally read Twilight, the young adult novel.
Oh my god, I've been waiting. We can't go on r/teenagers.
Teenager. Oh yeah, we can. I could still go on r/teenagers, and you can't.
Oh, dude, no, he's got more karma than us. This is impossible. Dude,
is there any recent Slenderman mods?
I think maybe? Most of them are from like a while. I don't know anyone that still makes.
I found a very well crafted meme.
If
when you tell your dog to go check outside for the skin, dude, that's definitely my dog.
When I tell it to go check outside for the skinwalker,
dude, when my dog comes back and it's a skinwalker,
and it steals your banana milk from the fridge,
dog definitely a skinwalker now.
Wait,
banana
what if
milk in right mind.
What if a skinwalker could skinwalk a banana?
All I'm saying is
can wear the peel. Dude,
no, it'd slip off. It'd be too slippery.
There's not many things that would make me snap, but if someone stole my banana milk, I might just do it.
Oh no. everyone's got their ultimate move trigger.
Some people say that Brian can't stop partying, but if you stole his banana milk, he'd stop partying.
Oh no.
It's like the John Wick scene where like it's like do you know who he is, but it's just about me getting my banana milk stolen.
Do you know who he is? It's just Brian getting his banana milk out of the fridge, dude. Instead of him killing your dog, they emptied your banana milk down the drain.
Your dog stole your banana milk,
and then they told my dog to go outside for the skinwalker.
Cece's just kind of on the side. I don't know why she didn't stop.
What?
Exactly. <dude. laughs>
Oh, my sister's calling me. Do I pick it up?
No.
How long have we been recording for?
We're at a good point. We're at an hour right now. Over an hour. Like, whoa! It's over. All right.
Can I call it here?
Dude, you should pick up the call and then say, can you do the outro for the podcast episode?
If you want me to.
I mean, you do you. I'm not telling you not to.
Well, the call already ended, so.
Oh, well. Oh, well. All right. Well, how are we ending this episode?
It gets awesomer every time, Alvin.
It gets awesomer every time.
It gets awesomer. Dude, we haven't played that in so long.
Oh, you're right. You're not wrong.
We can play it right now.
It's so funny. Found something funny. I don't know what it is.
You couldn't spell it right.
You couldn't spell Alvin. All right, I got it. We got to mute, though. Oh. What is this? I'm going to mute for this.
Wait. Oh, yeah.
I spawned again today with all the other mice. We're spying on the steeds, 'cause that is just our jobs. The third day has begun. I got the right to live. Try to kill them all again, 'cause we do not forgive. What has this become? My creeping friends, we're waiting for a fight in the woods with no end, and they could have it all. Hold our rotten flesh, they just let us down. We will make them Now that was truly an epic way to end the episode. That was the Minecraft parody of
I'm tearing
by
up.
Johnny Cash, dude.
I'm tearing up.
That was so beautiful.
I had to actually take off my headphones so that I would not start crying.
So good. Hi, Katie.
Oh, well. I guess that means we're done here, folks.
Yes, I guess so.
Tune in next week for our death battle predictions on who would win in a fight between Dante from Devil May Cry and
Dante.
Hideo Kojima.
Yeah.
Dante.
I don't know. Hideo Kojima do got legs, though.
He made Death Stranding.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I'll be like the YouTube comments section. You idiot. How could you possibly even think that Hideo Kojima would win? If you actually calculated the real power levels, you would clearly see.
Yeah, but
clearly you don't understand that Hideo Kojima operates on a metafictional level well above that of Dante from the Devil May Cry series.
Well, if you looked at the power level fandom, well,
I looked at the data.
Let's crunch some numbers.
Let's crunch some numbers.
I'm gonna end the episode now.
You do right. That. You do right. That. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You bet. Yeah,
goodbye,
yeah,
goodbye, everyone.
You're just afraid of the truth.
I will cower from the truth.
I dare you to end the episode. I dare you to end the episode.
Come on,
do it.
All right then. Goodbye.